Here's the news with Brian Jennings.
More than 140,000 students will begin sitting the state leaving and junior certificate examinations today, the highest number ever. Students at both levels will start their examinations with English at 9:30 this morning. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The overall increase in candidates sitting this year's state exams is 3%. The rise at leaving cert level is 5%. 61,632 students will sit the main Leaving Cert exams, with an additional 4,512 examined under the Leaving Cert Applied programme. This year will again see marks adjusted upwards, but to a lesser extent than in recent years, as the State Examinations Commission begins a phased return to pre-COVID results levels. This year's adjustment will average 5.5% compared to the 7.5% enjoyed by previous year groups. The exams run until June 24th.
The US and Israeli-backed emergency relief effort in Gaza, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, is being suspended for 24 hours from today. It follows repeated deadly violence. The Israeli military has announced that roads leading to food distribution centres would be considered combat zones. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said its operation was being suspended to allow for organisational and efficiency improvements. The United Nations Security Council will vote today on a resolution calling for a ceasefire and humanitarian access to Gaza. From New York, here's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray.
The 10 elected members of the UN Security Council drafted this resolution, which demands an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants. It also calls for the release of all hostages held by Hamas and the lifting of all restrictions on the entry of aid and its unhindered distribution, including by the United Nations, throughout Gaza. Diplomats would not be drawn on whether the United States would veto the text. As aid trickles into Gaza, the UN has called the US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation a death trap. The Israeli military said it opened fire yesterday on people it viewed as a threat near the aid distribution site, killing 27 and injuring dozens, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. It was the third consecutive day of deadly strikes on civilians trying to collect food. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said it would not hand out aid today, requesting that Israel ensure civilian safety. Yvonne Mariotti, News, New York.
A report today describes Ireland's exposure to extreme wind damage as critical. The Environmental Protection Agency has identified 115 possible dangers in its first ever report on National Climate Change Risk Assessment, published today. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Where, when and how will climate change impact Ireland over the coming decades? That is what today's report from the EPA is all about. It says it is possible that climate change will bring fewer extreme windstorms in the future, but when those big winds do come, it says, they will be stronger and do more damage than heretofore. It describes Ireland's risk exposure to extreme wind as critical and says making energy and communications infrastructure more resilient to wind damage is a priority that needs to be addressed in the next 5 years. Significant risk of disruption and damage to buildings and transport infrastructure from extreme wind, coastal erosion and coastal flooding also needs to be addressed within the next 5 years, according to the EPA. It says buildings and transport concentrated in and around Dublin, the South East and the South West are particularly exposed to coastal erosion and coastal flooding.
A national audit has found that two Children's Health Ireland paediatric critical care units at Temple Street and Crumlin are under strain. The fourth report from the National Office of Clinical Audit covers 2023 and found bed occupancy rates above 95%, staffing challenges and the increasing need for specialised paediatric critical care services. Admissions to adult intensive care units for children doubled in 2023 with 148 cases. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a largely dry and bright start to the day. A band of showers will spread in from the northwest over Ulster and North Connacht, becoming more scattered this afternoon when there'll also be sunny spells. Cloud will build in the southwest towards evening. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 16 degrees.